Hey guys, it's Alyssa, and you're listening to Generation Gap.
And I am Kevin. Welcome to this episode of Generation Gap. It's episode 2. We're looking forward to it. How you doing today, Alyssa?
I'm doing just fine.
Just fine? That's it?
Yeah.
Just fine? Well, I'm doing pretty well myself. Well, we got a little bit of background noise. The kids are in the back over there banging on stuff. So, I mean, if you have a little bit of disruption in your podcast here, then it's probably just the banging on the walls. Well, this week we are discussing movies and TVs from each individual generation. Honestly, I think I'm going to have to let Lissa know that my generation is the best when it comes to movies and TV.
No.
Yes. I have many points.
Do you not have seen how many good movies we have?
Yeah, sure.
What do you mean? We literally have all the good movies.
Okay. Well, we'll try and figure out if that's true or not. Lissa has prepared a couple questions for me, and I figure we're gonna go ahead and kind of see what questions she has and what I can do to answer those.
And then you can ask me questions.
Sure. I'll either ask you questions or let you know my viewpoint on them.
Okay. Okay, so did y'all have a bunch of scary movies?
Well, we had most of the scary movies.
Most of them?
Yeah. Think about it. What is your favorite scary movie of all time?
It would have to be the new Annabelle movie.
Well, see, I mean, the Annabelle movie, That's not the one I hear you talk about the most. I hear about you talking about nonstop about Halloween.
Oh yeah, Halloween.
When did Halloween start?
Yeah,
that was even before me.
There's like 10 of them.
Oh yeah. I mean.
I'm meaning like movies back then compared to now. Like, do you think movies back then were more scarier than they are now, or are the ones now more scarier?
Honestly, if I think you went back in time and you put the movies you have nowadays back then on the day they would be scarier. But you see, back then, I mean, horror movies didn't have as plenty, but they had deeper storylines and more stuff that's never been seen before, you know, different types of jump scares. At your point, all these types of jump scares and all these different types of just different ways that a director will go in and try and freak someone out, you know, whether it be the gore or whether it be like just creepy music or talking jump scare, like I was talking about. All that's been done before now, back then it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So back then it was terrifying. Mm-hmm. But now people have grown kind of an immunity to it because they've had so much time to see this movie and that movie. And it's like, oh yeah, you hear the music, it's starting to rise. That means someone's about to jump out. You know, stuff like that. Because people know now. So, yeah. But as far as just baseline horror, I think movies nowadays can be scarier than movies back then.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, take it from someone like you. Like, if you went back and watched a horror movie from back then, you'd just be all like, man, this is boring. This is lame. That's because they've had to up their game with the new generations because y'all are used to that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. But back then, they were not.
Yeah.
Next question.
Oh, okay. So you know how some movies have like special effects that you need to use for certain type of movies,
mm-hmm.
You know? Do you think the special effects were better back then, or special effects are better now?
Well, I mean, technology has already come a long ways, so of course the special effects are going to be better. But I mean, kind of delving, just kind of like I was talking about with the horror movies, like back then, special effects were on point. Like I can make the same type of argument about like video games. Back when I was a kid, I used to look at stuff and be like, man, this looks so realistic. Like I can't believe, I don't even know how they can make this look any better. And now it's like you play certain video games or watch certain movies and you're all like, wow. And then you go back and watch those movies that you thought were realistic and realize they look like dog crap.
Yeah.
Like they're
no,
just like,
no,
it's like
the movies,
stiff and like, yeah, man, I mean, like this used to look so much better.
Yeah, when you know how Mama watched those like sci-fi movies, you know,
yeah,
like the animals versus another animal.
Yeah.
When we used to watch those, like I was a little bit younger, I thought it looked super cool, looked super real. And now I look back at them and I'm like, that looks so fake.
And you know what's funny is Mama's like actually kind of she's kind of like stiff when it comes to like looking at CGI and graphics and stuff. So it's like to her, they look real.
Yeah.
Those are real movies.
Yeah.
To us, we're like, that's so fake.
Yeah, we saw this one shark movie. It was the flying shark. And it just flew. And this dude, the thing was, like, the shark died. So, like, the blood was going to come on this dude. It literally looked like a bucket poured blood on him. It was so funny.
Yeah. But yeah, as far as special effects goes, I mean, special effects, they have gotten a lot more diverse. I mean, you have so many explosions and CGI, computer graphics that have come so far since I was a kid that, yeah, I mean, it's a lot better now.
Yeah. So what were some of the most popular movies and why were they popular?
Well, those are movies that like stand the test of time. I mean, you're talking about like, well, I mean, you can bring up that Halloween one. You can bring up Jurassic Park. You can bring up almost the entire Star Wars franchise. I mean, that was before me, but I mean, that it was really good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many movies from back in the day that they just, the storyline is really what got you. Like storyline, it was new, it was just fresh, and like anything you could really think of, then they had a storyline for it back then. Nowadays all they're doing is remaking those. That's one of the biggest issues on why I think the movies back then are better than now, because everything nowadays is a remake.
That was another one of my questions.
Oh yeah? What was the question?
What you just answered, were the movies better back then?
Well, yeah, of course they're better back then. That's what I was trying to tell you at the beginning of this podcast. Because movies back then, they made such an impact on society that, like, you'd watch one and you would know it's an instant classic. Like, I can't really think of a lot of movies nowadays that I would classify as an instant classic. I mean, The Conjuring, I think, is going to be one that kind of stands good for a while, because I mean, everybody
like
likes The Conjuring.
There's a whole series, like everything's tied together.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they did real good with those movies.
Annabelle and the Nun, and like everything's tied together.
And see, another thing that's kind of been your generation, kind of early as your generation, is like all these new Marvel superhero movies. You know, Captain America,
yes,
and
Iron Man, Thor,
yeah,
Hulk, Black Widow.
And see, all those have tied together, and those have had such a big fan base. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But
I love that. I love Marvel movies, every single one of them.
Marvel movies are really good. I mean, they're going even further now. I mean, most of the cast has died. I mean, not died, but they died off on the movie and whatnot. And they're having to come out with new superheroes. I mean, you know, Iron Man isn't going to be there anymore. Captain America won't be there anymore.
But I feel like
like, Black Widow's gone.
Like, I feel like it just wouldn't be the same. Because, you know, we've watched all these movies with these certain types of people for, like, a long time. And now they're going to come with new people. It's just going to be like, I feel like it's going to be different. Like, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah, but you know, there's so many more superheroes in the Marvel Universe that just have not even been introduced yet. I mean, it won't be the same. That's kind of what they're going for. Because, I mean, the longer you keep something the same, the longer it's going to it's gonna just kind of get on baseline normal, you know, like you're just gonna be like, well, Captain America's gonna go punch this guy or hit him with a shield. Oh, look, next movie, he's gonna go punch this guy or hit him with a shield. Like, it's the same stuff, it's repetition. And you don't really want that if you want a series or a movie chronicle to just continue.
Yeah.
However, it's still cool to see him punch him or hit him with a shield.
Yeah.
But it's not something that I think is gonna stand the test of time.
Yeah, oh, I only have one more question for you.
One more question. Is it a doozy?
What's a what?
A doozy.
What's a doozy?
What? You don't even know what a doozy is.
What's a doozy?
a really hard one, okay? Like, man, that one's a doozy.
Was there a certain type of genre? Like, was there a lot of comedy movies, or there a bunch of action movies, or what was the main genre?
Nineties, I would classify at least from my childhood memories, I would classify one of the biggest genres that were coming out was romantic comedies. Yeah, and I mean, Mama thinks I'm weird all the time because I'm like into romantic comedies. Like I love
those movies too.
I think they're funny. Like they got a lot more humor than a lot of other movies, and that's why I think it's so.
That's not second on my list from horror being on the top of mine.
But I mean, yeah, we had a lot of them when I was growing up. Like, you know, like Pretty Woman came out. That was kind of more 80s though. But. There's like that, and then there's like You Got Mail, and then there's like a whole bunch of them. There's, you know, Meg Ryan was big. Julia Roberts was pretty big, and you know, Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler, and they've come out with a few more. He is pretty awesome. He has a bunch of comedy movies, but it's like, a lot of these comedy movies always like coincide with like a romance, you know?
Yeah.
Like they always have like the major comedy, but they always kind of try and like negate over to comedy to romance, because it just makes for a good storyline.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of romantic comedy movies in the 90s. Action movies were getting pretty big too. Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, they all started in like the 70s and 80s, but I mean, they really had like a bunch of breakthrough roles. You know, Terminator was coming out, and like, you know, all that stuff was just like really big. And I mean, the thing is, like, my generation, the 90s, they were real good with movies, but honestly, if I had to like take the cake, I would say 80s probably were coming out with the best movies, especially in the action genre. Like 80s, those movies were really on point. Like really, really on point. Especially when they came out with that Predator movie. Predator was like the man's man action movie. It had like a bunch of wrestlers, Arnold Schwarzenegger is in it. Like they're all like soldiers in the jungle getting all dirty, getting their hands all dirty and fighting this alien, and there's blood and gore and war, and it was just crazy.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was a real good time for that type of movie.
Well, that's all my questions for you. That's all the questions I could think.
Okay, so here's my question. At least one of my questions.
Okay.
We kind of covered some movies. You know, movies, they're a big part of everybody's life. I mean, when I was a kid, we used to go to the movies all the time. You used to go to the movies a decent amount, you know, and until this whole COVID thing started.
Yep.
Now we're actually getting ready to watch a new Conjuring movie today. You know, that, and, you know, your generation has a whole bunch of streaming. Now, do you think that it's better to have the streaming aspect, or do you think it's better to be able to go into the movie theater and go watch a movie?
I think the streaming.
Why?
Like HBO Max.
Okay.
Because, like, there's some, because, like, sometimes people don't want to pay the prices of a movie theater. You know, the snacks could be really expensive, and, like, you don't want to pay and then just go, I'm trying to explain, like, you don't want to go pay, or, like, it's good just to be able to sit at your own home and watch the movie you want to watch, just sitting there, without being disturbed by a cell phone ringing, or, like, if there is a kid in there, a kid crying or whatever, you can just chill and just watch the movie from your own home. But there's some times where you have to pay for the
subscription cost or whatever, the premium access.
But, like, but I think the streaming is really good instead of going to the movie theaters.
See, I honestly agree with it, especially with, like, a family like us. Like, we got 7 children.
Yeah, and, like, if you have a big family, you don't want all your kids on movie theater, then all of them with snacks, and you're like, oh, stay quiet. You can stay at your home, chill, and watch the movie you want to watch.
And, of course, if something comes up, then you can always just pause it and then get back to it, you know?
And, you know, since this COVID thing, you don't have to be around people, you know?
Yeah.
And risk getting COVID.
For sure.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing that you said that I really enjoy about it is the pricing. I mean, you're right. I mean, even if you put into account, like, okay, I'm gonna pay $30 for this movie, for this premiere access to go watch it. I mean, you're looking at, what, $10 a person at the movie theater, plus, like, concessions that are probably $5 for a drink. Like, it gets pretty ridiculous. So, I mean, it's a lot cheaper just to pay that monthly subscription.
Yeah.
And be able to be in the comfort of your own home.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, aside from the streaming stuff, but like I said, we talked about the movies, we talked about the streaming. What's your thoughts on TV shows?
Oh, I love TV shows.
Okay, but do you like TV shows from my day or like TV shows from today?
From today.
Today? I don't know about that.
Yes. All these shows on Netflix.
Yeah, but think about this. You know how we're talking about, like, everything's a remake nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way with TV. Think about it. When I was a kid, I was watching stuff like Boy Meets World, Full House.
Well, yeah, I watched those shows too.
You know? What else we got? Like, even as I was getting into my teen years, it was like that iCarly and, like, you know, Drake and Josh, all that type of stuff. But, you know, iCarly's about to get a reboot on Paramount Plus. I just showed you that trailer yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be all grown up in it. Rugrats is about to get a reboot. And that's going to be interesting to see because they're going all, like, 3D with it. And it looks kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Full House had Fuller House came out on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Boy Meets World, Girl Meets World came out afterwards. Mm-hmm. And you see, all these shows are real good. But they don't have nearly the runtime that they had when I was a kid. You know, like, Boy Meets World, that was, like, out for, what, like, 9 seasons? 10 seasons? Like, we saw that kid, you know, Ben Savage, he grew up through that show. He's a little kid when it started, and at the end of it, he was, like, graduating college, married to Topanga, like, all sorts of stuff went down in that show. Full House, you know,
all the kids
grew up, and their dad got married, and, you know, Uncle Jesse got married and everything like that. And the whole thing. And you see, the thing I don't like as much about today's shows is, like, I feel like they try too far over the top with comedy and not enough with a message. Do you know what I'm talking about with that?
Like, what?
Like, if you could describe a regular episode of Full House to me, try to explain it.
I mean, like, they're just at a house and, like, Like, Full House, like, a whole family, what happens, like, you know, sometimes something happens, and then, like, they, like, usually something, like, well, it depends on, like, well, every episode's different. Like,
yeah, but what, I mean, there's a basis of the episode.
It's just a family, like,
but what kind of goes, in their home, yeah, house. But the question is there a lesson in each episode?
Yes.
Which normally it goes with Danny, and he'll be, you know, just kind of be that good dad trying to be there for his daughters and everything. Yeah. And then his daughters will go and mess something up, do something.
Yeah.
You know, somebody will break something, not tell them, try to get it fixed, whatever. Mm-hmm. And at the end, they find out. Mm-hmm. And it shows you that, okay, well, he sets them down at the end and says, this isn't the way you do this. This is how it should be done. And I forgive you. And it's just, it's a whole storyline. Not only is it a good storyline, but all the episodes kind of link together. It's like watching a continuation of a TV show.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we get here to your shows. And we're busting up with, like, Henry Danger.
Okay, I don't know much Henry Danger that much.
And we're watching, what else are we watching here? Watching the Henry Danger. You're watching... I mean, heck, you've even been watching a bunch of stuff when I started watching when I was a teenager. Like, you're busting out with, like, Sam and Cat. You're watching Victorious.
I used to watch Victorious.
Like, you're watching all this stuff that was, like, around when I was still growing up. Mm-hmm. But I'm just wondering, what new shows have you watched? Because here lately, you've been... Of course, you've been in more into the adult shows. You're growing up, you know... You're getting more into that type of stuff. So, I mean, you've kind of been into what here lately? We've been talking about it this morning.
Oh, Lucifer. Yes.
I mean, it's not a show designed for kids.
Well, it's his TV for too.
Before that, what were you watching?
Vampire Diaries.
And that Minds. One is a teen show. Criminal Minds, that's an adult show. Kids aren't supposed to be watching that type of gore and stuff. But that's one thing I have noticed about your generation is they're kind of moving up in the line. Like, they don't want to watch the little kid stuff as often as they want to start watching all the grown-up stuff.
Yeah.
See, back in my day, that wouldn't fly. My parents wouldn't let me watch that stuff. Because, you know, we didn't have like stuff with bad words in TV. We didn't have a bunch of blood and gore and whatnot, just as, like, a daily TV type show that we could watch. So it's like you had to be, like, a certain mindset to see all that stuff. But nowadays, I mean, if I took that same advice with my parents, some of the shows they show you when you're a kid are just as bad as what you could watch as an adult show. Like, it's got a big leap, like... It's just such a different theme.
Yeah, but I just like the like, I don't know how to explain. Like, I just like the storylines with each show. Like, I understand Vampire Diaries is a teen.
Yeah, well, show. You're a teen, so a teen show is good.
But, like, the, like, kid shows like Henry Danger. I'm trying to think. Like, kid shows like Henry Danger and like Victorious and like, you know, like Sam and Cat. Like, I'm not saying they're like kid shows. I'm just saying like they, like, I just kind of get bored watching them, you know? Because it's the, I don't know, it's just like it doesn't entertain me anymore as the shows I watch now. Like, Criminal Minds and...
You know, it'd be a fun Lucifer. Drinking game to drink every time you said like.
I'm sorry, it's just, I say it a lot. It's a habit I need to get rid of.
You're a teenager. Teenagers do it. No, none of them are really sure about what they're wanting to talk about. None of them.
Yeah, just... my bad. I try to talk, it's just... I was about to say, like, it's just a habit I need to get rid of. But I'm working on it.
You're working on it?
I'm working on it. But yeah, I just like the storyline on the shows I'm watching right now. And it's just the Henry Danger, Victoria, Sammy Cat. It just doesn't entertain me anymore. I just kind of get bored of watching it.
That's what I'm saying. Because shows like that nowadays, they don't really have an in-depth storyline like those teenage shows and the adult shows, you know? None of them really connect as much. I mean, they'll have a few episodes here and there that connect to each other and have like a basic storyline that you can follow. But most of the time, it's just like, oh, he's like, oh, I'm stuck down here. Okay, well, I'm going to put this drill through the wall. Oh, I drilled into your back, but oh, well, you're indestructible anyway. You know, it's just like, it's stupid humor that it doesn't actually have like a good storyline basis to it. And I mean, most of our shows, as I was growing up, they all had that. They all had that storyline to where you would want to follow it. Like even some of the kids shows were like that, where you would want to follow it because you'd be all like, okay, well, this happened this week, and holy crap, this next episode is gonna happen. So yeah, I'm gonna have to watch it next week.
Yeah, that's with me and Criminal Minds. When I haven't finished all 15 seasons, when I was still watching, it kept me entertained. Like I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder what the next episode's gonna be like. Especially the ones that were really intense.
Well, see, one thing that you have always had way easier than me is since you've been born, you've always had like cable or Netflix or some sort of streaming service. You know what I had when I was a kid?
What?
I had a TV with a bunny ear antenna that had, I think in total, it was like maybe 20 channels, if that. And you didn't have a guide or anything like that. I mean, cable started coming out when I was a kid, but we weren't able to afford it back then. Mm-hmm. And basically, you would have like Fox and PBS and CBS and NBC and, you know, just stuff like that. So it's like I would watch a lot of like PBS kids growing up. Arthur, Zoom, Zaboomafoo, Roly Poly Oly, a bunch of those like shows that a lot of people don't even know what they are anymore.
They, I have no clue what you mean.
I know the kids actually like brought back a little bit of nostalgia to me the other day because they said they were in class and the teacher busted out and started watching Zaboomafoo. And it's, like I said, you probably never even watched it, but I mean, Zaboomafoo was a show about a lemur.
Oh, what?
It was two guys and a lemur, like a white monkey. And they would call Zaboomafoo to their hideout with an apple or a snack or something. And he'd come running. And as soon as he got to him to get the snack, he would turn into a puppet. And they would talk with the puppet. And they would talk about a whole bunch of, like, you know, like, stuff. But it was all learning type stuff. You know, Wishbone. Wishbone was a big one for me. Wishbone and Reading Rainbow. You know, because you know me, I'm into books. I like reading, I like writing, I like doing stuff like that. Wishbone was a show about a dog that he would read a story and they would reenact the story with the dog as the main character in each one.
Yeah.
And it was a real good show. But it all had just learning channels. Like, you had a whole bunch of, like, learning TV going on.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like there's enough of that anymore. All the stuff that all the kids are like, oh, well, this is not supposed to teach me something. And they hate it. They want to go to the stupid humor stuff.
Well, because like, they find...
Well, yeah, because they find it funny. I mean, kids are immature. So if they got something that's going to teach them something, they're like, heck no, I don't want that. So, I mean, it's all part of the, you know, evolution and growing up, generations expanding. You know, kind of the reason we made this show. So, but yeah, I mean, it's really interesting to see the differences between them.
Yeah, you know, I like, well, I kind of understand what the kids are saying without like they don't want something like that will teach them how to learn. They like want something like that will entertain them, know?
Well, yeah, but
like not like they don't want to sit like they don't want to sit there and like watch something that's like trying to teach them something, you know? Mm-hmm. Like maybe they would if it was like if it had some humor.
Well, most of it does have humor in it.
Yeah, but like they like the really like Henry Danger with that type of humor.
I don't understand that because there's no teaching, there's no storyline, there's just whatever. Just I'm gonna shoot you, you're gonna make a funny noise and haha, it's funny, hee hee.
Well, you know? It is funny.
It is funny, but I mean, whenever a kid gets, you know, just completely extracted, I mean, distracted by something like that, then they miss out on all the shows that actually have a message, have a value, and that's why I feel like my generation kind of had it a little bit better, is because, you know, they actually had that type of value. They had a learning experience, so it's like as you grow up, you remember stuff like that. It helps you in your school. It helps you in your life. I mean, it doesn't really have the same effect on here. Now, given y'all do have a few shows that I do really enjoy, like some of the Disney movies that came out, I like. Like that one that we watched, Livin' Maddie, that was pretty good. I like that one. But it had more storyline than it. You know, they actually had continuation of stuff in that one.
Yeah.
So... I mean, but I get it. I get why nobody really wants the learning type stuff, but it really made an impact on me. Kind of, I feel like made my brain and stuff a little bit smarter because I learned stuff along the way while, you know, still learning the storyline and everything.
Well, yeah.
But
I mean, you do have school to learn.
Yeah, you do have school to learn. Now, if only y'all would learn it. But that seems to be just about it for the day. Lissa, I did promise you yesterday that we were going to, I mean, not yesterday, last week, that we were going to do a dad joke of the day. And even though I'm still against it because you are not a dad, I'm going to let you take the reins with today's dad joke of the day.
I told okay. I'm sorry, I love it. Okay. Why did the bike fall?
Why did the bike fall?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was too tired.
God, you're so
I had so much.
And right that now. Has been the dad joke of the day.
I showed Madre.
All right, Lissa. Since you did the dad joke, I guess I'll take us out today. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this week's episode of Generation Gap. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, then be sure to leave a positive review to help our podcast grow. Be sure to stop in every Friday at 12 p.m. Central. We'll continue to discuss hits, trends, and media, and so much more related to our generations. Thank you all, and we hope to see you all there. Thanks, guys. We'll see you later.